It's David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. It's Thursday, September 14th, 2017. We have an interesting guest coming up on the show today. We're going to be talking to Roy Spencer. Of course, he's written a book, taking apart Al Gore's most recent movie, The Inconvenient Box Office Flop. He's taken that apart point by point, and we're going to be talking about the vital issue of maintaining power cheaply, economically, but maintaining power. Just saw eight people die in Florida because they didn't have air conditioning. This has happened in the past throughout Germany and other places as Germany bought into this idea that they're going to have quote-unquote sustainable energy, and they're going to do it no matter how much it costs. Well, people can't afford it. They had elderly people in Germany not able to afford heating and cooling, and they were dying in Germany, just as we're seeing people whose power was cut off by the hurricane dying in Florida. But, of course, there's also the narrative now that it's about the hurricanes or about climate change. So we're going to talk about that as well. We've mentioned that before, but we're going to get Roy Spencer's take on it. Very knowledgeable on climate change. We're also going to take a look at the confusion about what's going on with DACA. And we're going to put it in the context of Ronald Reagan's amnesty that came out 31 years ago, 1986. We were told that if we gave amnesty to the people who are here illegally, let's do it. Let's be compassionate. We don't want to throw these people out. Some of them have been living here for years. Let's not throw them out, even though they came here in defiance of our laws. Let's give them amnesty. In exchange, we will have enforcement of illegal immigration. We'll have control of our border. How's that worked out for us? How's that worked out for us? So we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to take a look at what President Trump and the Democrats have said, because it's some very important things that were said. Even as President Trump was pushing back on it, he was still waffling. He goes, we got great young people in the military. You're going to send them back home? That's not actually the case. And we're going to talk about how DACA doesn't have anything to do with foreign citizens who are in the military, any more than it has anything to do with legal immigration. That is a process where they're going through the law, and they're going through a legal process if they're in the military. It has nothing to do with DACA. And then also we're going to take a look at secession. It's something that is a very important issue. As we go back and we revise our history, you know, they got clowns that are meeting in New York City. They're saying, wait a minute, you're reinventing what clowns are all about. We're not about this Stephen King thing, and nobody wants us at kids' birthday parties anymore and so forth. It's very easy in this society, as quickly as information moves, as much media as there is out there, to completely reinvent something. And that's especially true of history, history that people don't even have a connection to. So we're going to talk about the Catalonian secession. It's very interesting what's going on there, because it tells us about the urges throughout the world of people to have control of their lives by having government more local to them. There is a major pushback going on not only in Catalonia, not only in Spain, but also within the European Union. That's what Brexit was about. There are movements in the United States, not just among people who are racist secessionists and violent and so forth. That's the way it's always portrayed. And we're going to see that the violence typically comes from the governments who want to deny people their right of self-government. We've had peaceful secession movements, and we have people on the left who want to secede. In California, I've talked to them multiple times at the beginning of this show. As the show was starting out, I had a couple of different representatives from California. I wanted you to see that this isn't something that's about conservatives. It's not based on race, and we're going to talk about that in Catalonia. Race is not a factor there. It's all the issues that they want to spin this and cover it up with. So a very important story to take a look at. Let's take a look at a little bit of the news that's coming out today. As we look at the hatred and the violence, there is a speech that's going to be done by a conservative in UC Berkeley. And as the Drudge Report points out, they have turned the place into a fortress. What are they doing? They've set up a fortress to try to protect the First Amendment from the violent left, the place that was supposedly the birthplace of the free speech movement in the 60s, now despises free speech. That's the way things change, isn't it? We'll be right back. James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. A people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the real news on this Thursday, September 14th, 2017. We're going to thank a new radio affiliate, KBDB, 96.7 FM in Forks, Washington. They're carrying the broadcast live Monday through Friday. Local time from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., so welcome to the folks at KBDB 96.7 FM in Washington. Of course, that's the beautiful part of the state. It's where we were just vacationing before the show started. Took a vacation just before the show started, and we're out in that area. It's the beautiful part of the Olympic Peninsula out there. They go from mountains to rainforests covered in moss. It's a really fascinating, beautiful place out there. So welcome to those folks. Thank you for joining us. Today in the news, we have Susan Rice doing damage control. This is step number two, folks. It's the same strategy they used with the Russians. She's coming out and trying to defend herself for illegally using the intelligence community against her political enemies. She's saying, well, I had to unmask these people because I learned that there was a meeting with the UAE's crown prince. And so I told people we need to look into this. Was she interested at all in the tweet coming from a rich Saudi saying that he'd given $20 million to Hillary Clinton? She wasn't interested in that. They didn't investigate that. No, they didn't. And so we see over and over again, just like we saw with step number one, what they're trying to do is to cover their criminal actions. And the FISA court has told us that the NSA and the FBI violated the law. They declassified that in a very unusual step. Criticized the FISA court many times because they operate as a secret court. And like all of these courts, they maintain that they are amending the law. They're creating the law. They're amending the Constitution. We're not even allowed to see their decisions in most cases. But they took the unusual step here because their fundamental mission was to look at the domestic use of the intelligence communities, which was at abuse levels back in the 1970s when we had the Frank Church and the Pike committee hearings. The Church committee hearings were in the Senate. The Pike hearings were in the House of Representatives. And they were concerned because the NSA and the CIA at that time were tapping phones and doing other things to spy on Americans. And that was not what they were created to do. And so they made it very clear when they did the FISA Act. I guess it's not the FISA Act. I think it's Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, so Act is redundant. But when they did FISA, they said that you're going to be limited to doing this on foreign citizens only. You can only do it to foreign citizens in foreign countries. Okay? They cannot even do it to foreign citizens in America. They're doing it to foreign citizens in foreign countries, and they have to have a search warrant even if they're looking at a foreign citizen in America. But that's what they did in this last election. And the Obama administration was knee-deep in this because, of course, these people are working for them, working with them. And it's the politicization of our law enforcement and intelligence communities that should really concern us. This is a real issue, folks. All this stuff about the Russians and how they're going to drag in the UAE, that's to hide their crimes that have been exposed and declassified by the FISA court. That's what they're there for. And their power has been abused. As Rand Paul said, you have to have, if you're going to get a search warrant, the Constitution says you have to be specific about the place and the time and the purpose and the person that you want to listen to. You can't go to anywhere in the United States constitutionally, any court. I don't care if it's a FISA court or anybody else, and say, I want a search warrant on Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. That's the way Rand Paul put it. But that's what we've seen happen. But even then, they didn't bother to go, they didn't say, I would like to have a search warrant for the Trump campaign. They didn't do that. They just started searching the Trump campaign illegally without any reason. And so now she's trying to say, well, afterwards, we had these other things that came in. They're bringing that in to try to cover their crimes, to say, well, we had probable cause to do this. They still did not go to the court. It's still not legally done. And they still did not investigate Hillary Clinton when she did this. So you have to understand what this is truly about. I know that Rachel Maddow spent a half hour on her program having a conniption fit. Look at this. Now it's the Arabs. It was the Russians. Now it's the Arabs. And it's like, no, they're still trying to cover their crimes. And nobody in the mainstream media, you won't hear this anywhere on the mainstream media. I don't, Fox is not even talking about it as far as I can tell. The fact that the FISA court said the FBI and the NSA violated the law. That's not an anonymous source. The FISA court is usually a classified source. They don't usually tell anybody anything, but they came on record to shout to people that they broke the law. They politicized, they're politicized intelligence and law enforcement, and nobody seems to care. And now they come into step number two to cover their crimes. Susan Rice, who for the longest time would not talk to Congress. And now she's come up with an alibi, evidently. They had to wait several months before they could think of some way to spin this. And now she's got a way to spin it. And you got MSNBC and Rachel Maddow spinning it for her as well. Yeah, we talked about this a lot yesterday. The face ID on the Apple phone. And, of course, the previous couple of days, we had some researchers say, we can look at a picture of a face and we can tell you a lot about that person. We can tell you whether they're LGBTQ or whatever. And so now people are getting very upset about this artificial intelligence study. They say, we can tell if you're gay or straight. Well, you know what? That's not the worst thing that they're going to use this AI intelligence for. Whether or not it is true, understand that if you start to use these biometric things on your iPhone, nothing on your iPhone is secure. That's going to include your biometric stuff. They're selling it to everybody as some security panacea. And as we look at the polls, people's reaction to it, there was an article that came out yesterday, Apple's Face ID security technology may not prove to be very popular with consumers. They said 40% of them did not want it. And they think that they are risky. And they're skeptical of it, so 40% of them don't want it. And here's the interesting thing. I think this is the most important thing. 24% said, we don't like biometrics on our device, but I think that merchants are going to force us to use them. What kind of a rationale is that? Any merchant that forces me to use biometrics is a merchant that I won't be doing business with. You get that intrusive and that bossy to me, we don't understand what the relationship is here. You're here to offer me a service, and if you start making dictates like that, then we're going to have a whole new economy that's going to grow up. And maybe it will be not a cashless one, but maybe it will be one that is going to have anonymous cash in it. Wouldn't that be interesting if we start passing around money again, and we can learn, we can go back, and we can take classes to learn how to count change again? Because it's turning us into mindless idiots, just as we pointed out yesterday. That's always the purpose of Silicon Valley, is to take our privacy, take our money, and make us helpless and dependent on them and mindless. But when you look at what's going on with this AI, and I talked about it being a kind of phrenology, because I said we can also look at people and determine what their political beliefs are. And we can determine by looking at their face. We can determine if they're criminals or not. And I said, this reminds me of Arthur Conan Doyle's fascination with phrenology, this debunked science of criminology where they could look at bumps on people's heads and determine whether or not they were criminals or say, look at that guy, he's got a criminal face. You know, you want to talk about profiling? You want to talk about racial profiling? You want to talk about false identification of people on the minority crime report type of issue? All of these things where we're going to rely on computer programs to identify people. Folks, we got to, just like with climate change, we got to be skeptical of this technology that they're selling us. You may not have written technology or written software like I have to see how easy it is to miss something, but you've used it enough that you should know better than to rely on this type of thing. We've had people have the police called on them because they thought they were in the middle of stealing a car, but in fact they were changing a tire, but they were identified by the artificial intelligence and said, oh, this is suspicious behavior. He walked very slowly. He bends down. I can't see him. He's doing something to the car. Call the police. And you know how the police have been trained, if they're fearful, to shoot first and don't even ask questions. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano-silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum-flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint-free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome to Real News on this Thursday, September 14th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to the news. There's some interesting news about Amazon that has come up today. We had the news yesterday about the one-star reviews they were deleting for Hillary Clinton's book, and now we've got a major tax investigation being accused by members of parliament in the UK of dodging billions in taxes in the UK. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we get to that, I want to remind you of the sales that we have. And while we're talking about Amazon, I mean, it was kind of interesting during the hurricane. We saw, and I don't know if they have control over it. I mean, it was on Amazon Prime, but they had a lot of vendors tripling the price of water and so forth. And, of course, going up to $18, $20 for a case of bottled water. I remember the days when we didn't even have bottled water. But nevertheless, anyway, you could just get a water filter, and you could filter your own water. I mean, back when I was a kid, if we had a hurricane coming in Florida where I grew up, we would fill up the bathtub with water. And we didn't even have filters, but we had clean enough water that we would keep it there for a couple of days. And you could use that for a lot of different things. You could use it to flush toilets and so forth, because those aren't completely computerized by the iPhone yet. You know, pretty soon I guess we'll have to have a button on our iPhone to flush our toilets, because we've made everything so ridiculously complicated, unnecessarily complicated, so Silicon Valley can make money at our expense. We're just so in love with childish gadgets. But anyway, what we did here at InfoWars was we reduced the price of water filters. So if you do have something like having a bathtub, now you can make sure that it's really clean water, because it's going to take any toxins, any inorganic or organic contaminants. It'll take out bacteria. And it is something that you can use all the time, because it isn't just when we have hurricanes coming that you need to make sure that your water is clean. You need to make sure that you're cleaning it all the time, just in case something happens like lead getting into the water supply or glyphosates getting into your water supply that you don't know about. Even if you have your water tested and you don't see that stuff, you don't know what's going to happen a day from now or a week from now or a month from now. So be proactive. Make sure that your water is always clean. This is a large filter. It's the ProPure King Gravity Feed Water Filter, so you don't need electricity. And it's 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com with the coupon code IRMA. Always make sure that you have food and water, that you're not susceptible to these spikes in supply and demand or in price. That Select Storable Food has a shelf life of 25 years. It's made in the USA. It's not GMO. And you can even reseal it after you initially open it and use it for a few more days that way. We also have on sale the entire line of toothpaste and mouthwash products that we have. We call them Super Blue Fluoride Free, and that's toothpaste in two flavors, bubblegum and peppermint. Also, a mouthwash. All of those are 50% off my favorite toothpaste that I've ever used. It really does leave your mouth tasting fresh and clean. And one of the reasons for that is your mouth really is clean. It's got things in it that no other toothpaste that I know has, and that is nano silver and iodine that kills bacteria, that creates gum disease, causes you to lose your teeth, can cause you to lose your life. It can cause you to have heart disease. Those are known facts. Gum disease can lead to heart disease, not just tooth loss. So if you want to get something that doesn't have bad stuff in it, like fluoride, sodium fluoride, you can get something and take that out and put some good stuff in there that's going to get rid of the bacteria. And it's now 50% off all of those dental products, the two flavors of toothpaste and the mouthwash, the Super Blue Fluoride-free line at InfoWarsStore.com. Amazon is turning a blind eye to a $1.5 billion VAT fraud, say British members of parliament. And of course, that's their value-added tax. It's one thing we really do not want to have here in the United States. It's bad enough to have taxes, but you want them to at least be visible so that people understand where it's coming from. What they do in most of the European countries is they add a tax at every level. And most of these things are invisible because they're adding taxes when it's in the exchanging and going from one place to the other at the wholesale level, not just at a final sale level, a sales tax. So it comes to you and that tax is hidden. It's multiplied as it goes through the various distribution channels. So I don't like VATs, but Amazon has found evidently they don't like it either. They don't like to pay that tax. So what they have done is they have used foreign traders and their warehouses that don't pay any VAT numbers. MPs say that Amazon was turning a blind eye to organized criminals from China and elsewhere who sell their goods cheaply on internet auction sites but don't register to pay any VAT. So Amazon transfers it to these people. They don't pay the taxes at various levels, and then they're skipping off without paying the sales tax. I thought it was interesting, of course, too, and you've probably heard this about Amazon deleting the one-star reviews of Hillary Clinton's new book. What happened? Amazon has been monitoring and deleting reviews, says Yahoo News, after Hillary Clinton's new book was greeted with a torrent of criticism on the day that it was released. Some suggesting that Clinton has used this book as an opportunity to blame everybody in the world except herself, including other Democrats. She's blamed Bernie Sanders. She's blamed Barack Obama. She's blamed Joe Biden. She's blamed, of course, Vladimir Putin. I don't know if she blames Trump or not because he's the one who beat her. But she does have a lot of wrath for Trump voters. She has blamed InfoWars. Alex Jones is mentioned at least three times in her book. Absolutely amazing. So, but of course, we're not important. Hillary Clinton had said a long time ago, it's an information war and we're losing it. And we just play that clip all the time. And you know what? It was an election and she lost it too. And it's because she was losing the information war. And the information got out there. And it was the truth about Hillary. If they want to know about this, they want to try to focus on this. As just as we saw with Susan Rice, she wants to divert attention, deflect attention, using the red herring of Russia, you know where that expression comes from. It was the people who wanted to stop fox hunting in the UK. And as the fox went past the place where they were hiding, they would jump out and they would drag a smelly fish, a red herring, over the trail and throw the foxes throw the hounds off of the fox. Let's put it that way. Okay. I'm having a bit of trouble here today, but that's what they did with this election. It truly was a red herring conspiracy. It was the Reds who did it. And they were trying to get you away from what they had actually done. The documents that were revealed about the DNC and what they were trying to do to Bernie Sanders and the information about Hillary Clinton's emails, they didn't want you to see that. They wanted you to focus on some phony hack that they said exposed that action. That information. But they didn't want you to see what the information actually was. That's why they focused on that. And that's what Susan Rice is doing right now. Had absolutely no interest in investigating the $20 million that a Saudi said he gave to Hillary Clinton. They tweeted it out and then deleted that. Had no interest in investigating that. But if there's a meeting somewhere, then we gotta, some island, then we've gotta investigate that. Gotta pay attention to that. Here's one of the one-star reviews that's still at the Amazon site. Read all the promotional excerpts, which combined come close to book length. It's a pretty good novel. It's fiction, isn't it? Surely someone's playing a joke. And they point out that they rarely do this publicly, although they did it once for Megyn Kelly. They started removing the one-star reviews for her. So there you go. Megyn Kelly and Hillary Clinton. How's that for privilege? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, and this great product. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Thursday, September 14th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're talking about Hillary Clinton's book and how Amazon covered up the one-star reviews for her. They're also covering up their taxes, by the way, in the UK. There's some MPs that are very upset about that. They're dodging the VAT using warehouses in China. But they also cover up one-star reviews for people they like. People like Hillary Clinton, people like Megyn Kelly. You write bad reviews about them, they cover it up. And this whole thing is a cover-up of her campaign. Just like the narratives about the DNC, they tried to get you to focus not on the content that was revealed about the DNC or about Hillary Clinton, but to drag your attention to something else, drag your attention to the Russians. And now they want to cover up, Susan Rice wants to cover up her illegal actions, as we pointed out, that were exposed by the FISA court, declassified by the FISA court. They want to cover up the criminal use of law enforcement and surveillance intelligence communities. They want to cover that up by saying he met with somebody on an island. We got to look into this. No. No, they didn't investigate anything about Hillary Clinton, but they're going to try to investigate every time Trump shook hands with somebody. But let's go back to August 2013. The Daily Beast, that bastion of truth. 16 reasons in August of 2013 why the fan club of Hillary Clinton at the Daily Beast said that Hillary Clinton would win in 2016. And let's just go over the headlines here. Number one, Madam President. Oh, just let that ring in your ears. Madam President. A great social movement in the making. And of course, that was what the magazine did. What was it, Time or Newsweek? One of them already had printed up. Madam President had already distributed it out. They were so certain she was going to win. Well, Daily Mail did that 4 years, 3 years before the election. Number two, the media is ready to crown a queen. Oh, the media loves her. She's their coronated queen. It was a coronation. We really talked about that many times. Everybody said, hey, this is viewed by her as a coronation, not an election. She's entitled. She's so privileged. She's a woman. And they're actually saying this. This is their article from the Daily Beast in 2013. Number three, groupthink. It's her time and she deserves it. More of the same, more of what they just said. Number four, organization, the Obama way. Oh, she's got such a professional organization, doesn't she? Number five, barrels of money. Some of that coming from rich Saudis, like $20 million or whatever, the Clinton Foundation, all these back deals that got exposed with the WikiLeaks. That was a problem, is that all of her backroom dealings, not all of them, but a lot of them, enough of them got exposed through the WikiLeaks. Number six, the Electoral College is slanted toward Hillary and the Democrats. What are they saying now? Oh, we want to get rid of that Electoral College. We don't like the Electoral College. We don't like that part of the Constitution. Actually, I don't know if they like any part of the Constitution. The Electoral College is very important, folks. It is there to make sure that one or two large population centers in one or two states, what would I be talking about? Maybe California, New York, that they don't dictate national elections. And so what the Electoral College does is it reflects the original structure of our country, where you had sovereign states coming together and creating an organization for the common defense, essentially. That was its primary purpose and one of the few constitutional purposes that it has. To create a free trade zone, to create a common defense. And these states retained their sovereignty under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. They retain that sovereignty. It would be the same today to get rid of all this and to just pull it into one hierarchical structure as it would be if all of a sudden the United Nations came in and said, I know that all these different sovereign states created us, but we're not going to recognize their authority anymore. We're going to tell everybody what to do. We've now got a global tax and we've got a global army and we're going to create a planetary council and a world court and we've got a new earth constitution for you. Basically, that's what the Pope's advisors have been supporting. And you have to understand that's where they want to go with this stuff. But we have the Electoral College for a reason. But in August of 2013, this is one of the reasons that the Daily Beast was saying why Hillary was going to win. It was a lock for her because the Electoral College is slanted toward Hillary and the Democrats. And as she said, it's always helping the Republicans. You hear just the opposite after she loses. Number seven, Hillary will have either symbolic or no primary opposition. Yeah, there's nobody on the horizon. All she had to worry about was Jeb. Please applaud. So, yeah, she was right. They didn't see Donald Trump coming. Number eight, the Hispanic voting bloc is Hillary's to lose. And that's what we see going on in College Park, Maryland, a liberal college town. They're saying, we're not going to require people to be citizens to vote. And that's what this is all about. This is what the fight of the borders is about. We got clips talking about how Bill Clinton took the position of Donald Trump back in 1995. But now they figured that they can get votes, that they need votes, because they've lost America. So they got to bring in voters from other countries, foreign citizens from other countries. Hey, trespass criminally if necessary, but just get here and vote. Number nine, the African American and Asian vote is also Hillary's to lose. Yeah, she did lose it, actually. She lost the African American vote, and a great deal of it was what was exposed about Hillary Clinton in Haiti and the Clinton Foundation. Number 10, Bill Clinton will be a tremendous asset to Hillary. Remember the rape whistles that we were selling? The rape t-shirt? I don't think so. Number 11, Hillary will run for either Obama's third term or for Bill Clinton's third term. Yeah, we want more of both of them, don't we? Number 12, the Republicans have a weak bench with very little star power. They were right about that. They were right about that. They didn't see Trump coming. 13, the long GOP primary system plays to Hillary's advantage. Number 14, Hillary will make the case that she is the only leader that can bring us together. Are you serious? The divisive politics, the identity politics of Obama and Hillary Clinton is not bringing America together. It is tearing America apart. And we can see this very clearly now. It's been building for quite a long time, but it is not about bringing America together. Their politics is about divide and conquer. And people are onto that game. The vast majority of people are onto the game. They're not, it is not bringing people together. It is about promoting a violent revolution, about divide and conquer based on skin color and other issues. Number 15, calling Hillary old insults the old Republican base. Well, it's all right. We found somebody just as old, actually a little bit older than her. So there we go. That was taken off the table. 16, the GOP has weak arguments against Hillary. No, we don't. And we've got the documents as well. And finally, drum roll, number one, what did they say here? Because of reasons number 1 through 16, and in spite of the fact that Hillary is extremely polarizing, well, at least they recognize that. I thought she was supposed to unify us. Oh, no, she's polarizing. How can that be? That would just contradicted number 14 or something. In spite of the fact that Hillary is extremely polarizing and travels with a lot of baggage, which occasionally causes her to collapse, she is still poised to win in 2016 because, frankly, there is no one who can stop her. Let's play the clip from Hillary Clinton. She says the person who stopped her was James Comey. Here's her clip.
It's important to me going forward is, as I say, I think it's important to focus on what happened because lessons can be learned. But the more important lessons that will affect our democracy going forward are not about him and his investigation. He, I think, forever changed history, but that's in the past. What's important is the fact that the Russians are still going at us. He himself admitted that before Congress. People I really respect, like Jim Clapper and John Brennan and others who knew what the Russians were doing, have been sounding the alarm. I will tell you this, Anderson. If I had been elected president under the same circumstances so that, you know, I lost the popular vote, I squeaked through the Electoral College, and evidence came up that the Russians, for whatever reason, were trying to help me, I would have said on the first day in office, we're going to launch the most thorough investigation. No. Yeah,
okay. Well, we do have a Democrat special prosecutor in the form of Mueller. And of course, she would be in jail if we didn't have a crooked political operative like James Comey. And she should be in jail. When we said Hillary for prison, we meant it. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't a suggestion. We really meant it. And the Trump Department of Justice and Attorney General Sessions better pay attention. We'll be right back.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protest, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
September 14th, 2017. We got some amusing news coming up. Bizarre, strange stuff right after the information about some sales we have at InfoWars. We've got the Emmerich's Essential line of organic household products, 50% off all of these organic household products. Things like sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, and a long-lasting natural deodorant. And again, like the other products that we sell, like the toothpaste, it's important what's not in it. It's also important what is in it. So we take out the harmful stuff, like, for instance, the herbal bug spray. Doesn't have DEET in it, which is kind of the main ingredient in most commercial bug sprays. Very toxic chemical. Doesn't have DEET in it. Instead, we have an herbal bug spray, just like the toothpaste that we have, which is also 50% off. We take out the harmful form of fluoride that is typically in most toothpastes. And instead, we put in something that's going to fight bacteria that creates gum disease that then creates heart disease. We put in nanosilver. We put in iodine. And we take out the harmful stuff. So that's kind of the theme that we have here at InfoWars. We take out the bad stuff. We put in the good stuff. That's what we try to do politically as well. And we appreciate you supporting our operation here. This is the way we maintain our independence. It's the products that we sell. The bad stuff we take out of our products. The good stuff we put in. And we're trying to do the same thing politically and in society. We're trying to take the bad stuff out, put the good stuff in. Also, I'll also point out to the people, the early risers, we've got a radio station in Forks, Washington that we want to welcome Those people are watching the program from 6 to, listening to the program 6 to 9 a.m. their time. For all you early risers out there, and for those of us here at the crew who had to get in a different time zone to do this, kind of on UK time here, Knockout is one of the most useful ways that you can get a restful night's sleep using all natural ingredients. And also, if you need to reset your body clock because you're traveling, many people for a long time have known that they can do that with melatonin. So if we were to travel from this time zone to the UK, for example, where there's 5 or 6 hour difference, you could make yourself fall asleep earlier by using melatonin, get yourself on this clock, and then you get a restful night's sleep, but you could adapt very quickly rather than taking half of your vacation or your business trip to try to adjust to that clock. Knockout has natural ingredients, things like melatonin that I just mentioned, but also has other things, valerian root extract, L-tryptophan. And so those are just a few of the natural ingredients that are in there. Collectively, it helps you to get a very restful night's sleep. Maybe you're just having some issues sleeping. Maybe you don't need to travel to a new time zone. It's an all-natural product. It's now 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. All right, let's go to some weird, crazy news. And, of course, we've got the big movie, the biggest box office of any horror film that has come out, and that's Stephen King's It. And clowns are having a problem with this. We've got a video here of the clowns who are protesting outside a New York City movie theater. They are weeping about the fact that it is destroying their business. Here's that video. Of course, the famous video from Puccini, Pagliacci, which literally means clowns. And this is from a Coke commercial. This kid is having compassion on the guy singing in the opera, and he walks over and hands him a Coke. But, of course, this is something that's also been very popular in commercials all of your life. Most of you probably remember, more than anything, the Rice Krispies commercial. Let's cut to the Rice Krispies commercial. Because that was the one. He's not dressed up as a clown. But it's a dad sitting at the breakfast table, and he pulls out the Rice Krispies. And this is what happens when he finds out there's no Rice Krispies in it. No Rice Krispies.
Until I hear snap, crackle, pop.
All right, so that's it. And there's nobody coming to the rescue for these clowns. They're having their birthday parties canceled left and right. Nobody wants clowns around anymore. It's not just it, of course. It's the series of videos that went viral on the internet of people dressing up like clowns and jumping out at people in the dark to scare them. And now clowns have gone from being a happy, funny little thing, or maybe occasionally a weeping clown. That was the Puccini opera. Now they have gone to being symbols of horror. Maybe they need to change their business model and stop doing kids' parties. Maybe they can rent themselves out at Halloween. But, of course, that's only one day a year. That's not going to work. But I think it's a very – I talked about this in the context of this before. I'm not going to belabor the point. But it shows you how rapidly things can be completely inverted. They can go from comedy to horror in this society very quickly. And that's what's happening with our politics. It's what's happening with history. And people are doing it for political reasons, not just for entertainment reasons. There's another strange video here that I thought was kind of funny. I guess not so much strange as it was funny. And you guys can roll this video as a B-roll. I'll just describe it to the radio audience here. Got a California grandpa, which they had a guy who was they had a standoff with the police, and a guy was trying to avoid being arrested, and he's jumping from rooftop to rooftop in a California neighborhood and avoiding arresting, being arrested. And the police were following him around. But an elderly grandfather, and this is in California, La Puente, California, an elderly grandfather saw this happening. He goes up on the roof, and it's kind of the classic, get off my lawn. He actually threw the guy off of the roof. He's 83 years old. He said, you come to my house, you don't have to worry about him because I'll be all over it because I'm going to load up. The guy's name is Wilford Burgess. He said he got tired of the games and he just pushed the guy off. He said, he told the deputies, he got out a ladder and he says, I'm going to get up on the roof. I said, I'm going to go on the roof and that sucker is coming off. And sure enough, he threw the guy right out. Something else that is equally strange here. And of course, we had the, everybody was making jokes about Ted Cruz liking a porn video on his Facebook account. And I'm sure it was, sure the guy who was running his Facebook account is no longer working for him. But then this news comes up. CIA Director Mike Pompeo says Osama bin Laden's porn stash won't be released. I look at that, it's like, who wants to see that? Is it Ted Cruz? Has he got a committee that he wants to know what Osama's been watching? Or is Mike Pompeo just trying to redirect attention away from Ted Cruz onto Osama bin Laden, like we see Susan Rice trying to redirect attention from herself and Hillary's contributions from the Saudis to some supposed meeting between Trump and the UAE. We see this kind of stuff happening all the time. In Nevada, we had several referendums this last election in 2016. Several states made marijuana legal for medical use. Three states made it legal for recreational use. California was one of them, and they haven't done any, nobody's done anything except for Nevada. Nevada stepped up the plate really quickly because they saw this as a tourist opportunity to have pot tourism. But interestingly enough, and it was very strange, we talked about this at the time, they said you're going to have to it'd be legal to buy the marijuana for recreational use, but you're going to have to consume it in a residential home, not on the streets, not in a hotel, not in a casino, and if you do it in any of those places, you're going to get hit with a $600 fine. So it's like, what's going on here? I mean, is this like a rope-a-dope entrapment thing saying, hey, come to Nevada, it's free to smoke pot, but then when you actually do it because you're a tourist and you don't have a private home to do it in, they hit you with a $600 fine. Now they're moving forward and saying they're going to allow the use of recreational marijuana to light up clubs and lounges. The state legal body said this week they're opening a new front in their booming pot business. The State Legislative Council Bureau said Monday that state law does not prohibit city or county governments from operating a lounge or facility where patrons may use marijuana. So now they're offering a way for people to get marijuana legally without their $600 fine. And that's fine. I don't really care what people do. And they've had referendums. People said that we want to do this. And clearly there is no legal basis for pot prohibition. They had to pass a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. We never had that with pot or anything else. Now we operate under the presumption that everything is illegal unless the federal government tells us it's okay. And of course, you don't have a presumption of innocence either, because they don't even charge you with a crime many times before they steal your property, calling it civil forfeiture. They just come out and say, well, you know, we think that your vehicle here may be involved in a crime. You're okay. You didn't do anything. It's your vehicle that's guilty. So we're going to charge the vehicle with a crime, which means we're going to have to incarcerate it until we can use it ourselves. But I look at this and I say, okay, Nevada is doing this. They're accommodating marijuana, and that's fine. But why are we locking up flag-waving patriots from the Bundy Ranch? Why are we locking those people up, those political prisoners? Can't we have real freedom? It's more than just smoking pot, folks. It's full spectrum, or it is nothing at all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 Sunscreen Lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 Sunscreen Lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Thursday, September 14th, 2017. The next segment, we're going to talk about what's going on with DACA, the confusion that's coming back and forth, the mixed messages that we're getting, not only from the Democrats and Republicans, but even mixed messages from within the Trump administration. And we're going to put that in historical context as well. We're going to take a look at Ronald Reagan's amnesty. We're going to look at what Bill Clinton did in terms of immigration. And that's going to be something that's going to take a little bit more time. So in this segment, I want to talk about just some breaking news that's coming out. And, of course, the last couple of days, we've had some interesting news on the health, and I would say pharmaceutical front. Yesterday, we had news about a study that was prompting calls to examine the connection between flu vaccines and miscarriages. This came out of the Associated Press. They said a puzzling study, because, you know, we cannot admit that there could ever be any harmful effects from vaccines. Unlike any other medicine, no matter how much of it you take, you can't overdose. In other words, you cannot give a young child too many vaccines all at once. It's just not possible, according to the CDC or the vaccine industry, the big pharmaceutical industry. And yet, we have this secret thing called the vaccine court, where people go when they are damaged by vaccines. They said at one point in time, we're going to have to stop giving vaccines because so many people are being damaged by this unless you give us immunity from vaccination. So I said, all right, we'll do that, and then we'll have this court where people can go and present their case and get compensation from the government, except they don't tell anybody about that because we have to, again, pretend that there is no risk to vaccines at all, in spite of what the insert in the vaccine says, talking about the potential harmful effects and the ingredients in that vaccine. There can't be any problems. And so when the AP reports this, they say it's a puzzling study. It's a puzzling study of U.S. pregnancies suggesting that women who received back-to-back flu shots between 2010 and 2012, after a new swine flu vaccine came out, more often had miscarriages. And, of course, we have seen a lot of bad effects from these swine flu and these flu vaccines in particular. But, of course, they continue to push them on everybody everywhere. I think you can probably go to, well, certainly you can go to any drugstore and get it. You can go to most grocery stores and get it. Pretty soon, I imagine they're going to be selling them in filling stations. You know, you want a vaccine with that, or McDonald's, you know, instead of, you want fries with that? You want a flu vaccine with that? Just come around here, we'll give you a vaccination. They said that this was people who were having back-to-back annual flu shots. So it's not just the swine flu. It was the fact that they were doing it on a regular basis. And they were concerned about this. So the CDC said, warned the doctors, the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, warned them, hey, there's a study coming out that says that our vaccines are harmful because the CDC is one of the biggest marketers of vaccines. They have a vested financial interest in this. And so they're warning people, hey, there's some bad news coming down the pike. So I just want you to be prepared about questions
coming from your patients, and you can tap those down and just tell them, no, there's no risk in that. We know they're safe. They're fine. Pregnant, we don't have to worry about that. Just go ahead and take your shot. Just take your shot. They used to not give shots, vaccines to pregnant women, but now we have to load it up. And it's not just while you're still in the womb. It's coming out. There's a story that came out last week about babies on drugs in America. And it came from Zero Hedge. And they're talking about how over 1 million kids in America, 6 years old and under, are on psychiatric drugs, mostly to treat anxiety. And they put it in the context of a contributor to Psychology Today said, what's going on? We're warehousing our kids because we've got jobs and we've got taxes to pay, and they're not getting touched. And we know what the lack of touch does to animals. So instead, what we do is we just give them drugs to make them happy and to pacify our kids and get them hooked on drugs, even as a child. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and the talk today is all about DACA. What is going on? Is it going away? Are they going to grant amnesty to people? And, of course, it was about 2 years ago that Donald Trump's campaign really took off, and it took off because of the issue of illegal immigration. People wanted something done. That was the fundamental, foundational issue, and that was illegal immigration. And so, of course, one of the things that really, really set this on fire was the Obama administration, the executive branch, and, of course, it was a series of memos coming from Homeland Security culminating and what we now call DACA. These were memos that came from Janet Napolitano, who was the Department of Homeland Security secretary at the time. They weren't exactly orders from Obama, but he embraced it, and so it became something from the administration. It violated current immigration law, saying we're not going to enforce that, and we're going to grant amnesty. They called it deferred action for childhood arrivals. Citizens of foreign countries whose parents, who are also citizens of foreign countries, came here illegally, and we have been educating them all these years. And so now it's supposedly, I guess, criminal after giving these kids an education. We've seen some DACA recipients who are now going to Columbia University speaking six languages. They had them on CNN, one guy in particular. I forget what his name was. He had also been an intern for Marco Rubio, one of the Gang of Eight on immigration, and he was talking about how awful it would be for him to have to take this Cadillac education that he got for free here in the United States and go live in his home country. And I don't think we need to offer them an apology, but of course that is not the position of the Democrats or the Republicans. As we reported yesterday, Paul Ryan reportedly said there was no chance of a border wall at a private dinner. And so now we've got some more dinner talk that we're talking about today. Dinner talk between Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and what was said. And there's a lot of back and forth about what was said. But we also got this other comment from Paul Ryan, just in case you think this is something that only the Democrats want. He said, not in our nation's interest to kick out dreamers. He says, I do believe that kicking these 800,000 kids out to countries that they probably have not been to since they were toddlers, countries that speak languages that they may not even know, is not in our nation's interest. Will we go out of our way to educate children at no cost, even if they're not here legally, even if they're and their parents are thumbing their nose at our laws? We go to a great deal of expense to educate them in any language of their choice. It doesn't even have to be somebody from Mexico that come here from China, whatever. We will find somebody that speaks your language and we will tutor you so you don't have to learn English, because we know that you don't want to be a part of our culture. We'll talk about that in a moment, because that's what happened after the amnesty with the Reagan administration 31 years ago. But why should we have to lose our homes to pay for the taxes to educate children from other countries? Mexico sends them here because Mexico doesn't want to pay for their children's education. They would prefer that we pay for their children's education, that we pay higher property taxes, that we lose the American dream of owning a home. I don't owe an apology to anybody that I paid taxes for to educate. But let's take a look at the history of this, the context of this. What happened to the millions of illegal immigrants who were granted legal status under Ronald Reagan? And this is a story from the Washington Post. And they point out how in 1986, there was the Immigration Reform and Control Act. And it was much smaller than what Barack Obama did with DACA. It affected far fewer people. 3 million people, as they point out, undocumented immigrants. No, they're really foreign citizens criminally trespassing in this country. 3 million foreign citizens applied for legal status under that act. Ultimately, about 2.7 million received it. It required immigrants to have entered the country prior to 1982. So that would have been, they would have had to have been here for 4 years at the time. And then they were going to give them amnesty. What was the basis of this agreement that Ronald Reagan put out there? Where people were saying, hey, we've got a few million people. It's now 11 million, not 3 million, that are in this country illegally. So it didn't work, did it? What they got in exchange for amnesty, Reagan was telling us, is we're really going to fix the borders. We got these leaky borders, and we're going to get top-notch border security, and we're going to allow the people who are here, because it's a humanitarian thing to do, we're going to allow them to remain here, but we're going to fix our porous borders in exchange for that. How'd that work out for you, America? How'd that work out for you, President Trump? Your president, because you said you would do something about this failed amnesty program. And understand that as we can build the wall or we cannot build the wall. Whether or not you build the wall, in my opinion, you're not going to have any effect on illegal immigration as long as you have the big magnet of welfare and amnesty. Think of it as a big horseshoe magnet. You know, you got the big, the magnet that's got the two poles turned around in a horseshoe. Well, those two tips, you can call them welfare, which includes the education that we pay for people, Social Security that we put the dreamers on as a welfare because they're not here. They're not old enough to get retirement benefits. As a matter of fact, the interesting thing is that most of these people, when under the Reform Act of Reagan, where they could become citizens, most of them chose not to become citizens. Isn't that interesting? In 1996, the year before the entire IRCA cohort was eligible, a quarter of a million were naturalized. By 2001, where all of them were eligible, still a few more years after that. So it was 1996. It was 10 years later. They were all eligible, but only a quarter of them. And then going back to 2001, only a third of them had become naturalized American citizens. They say these naturalization rates suggest that many immigrants may not have been looking for citizenship. They don't think of themselves as Americans. That's why when I say they're foreign citizens criminally trespassing in America, they see themselves that way as well. They know that they're foreign citizens. They remain citizens of Mexico. We got Mexican embassies just down the road. We've got a Mexican embassy that's got signs down the road, down the feeder road of the interstate here, saying, here's where the Mexican embassy is. Why did they put that up? They put it up after Trump said he was going to deport people with DACA, or DACA was going to end. He never said he was going to deport anybody. But they're there to help their citizens stay here in this country so they don't have to care for them and educate them. And these people do not want to be citizens of our country, even after Ronald Reagan offered them citizenship. In exchange for tighter border controls, only a third of them ever did it. 15 years later, only a third of them took them up on the citizenship offer. And then there were waves of adjustment by Ronald Reagan, by George H.W. Bush, and by Bill Clinton. Let's play that clip of Bill Clinton. That's clip number three.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
All right, there you go. He said we're a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. Democrats no longer distinguish between legal and illegal immigrants. They don't want to talk about that. When we come back, we're going to talk about what President Trump tweeted out. And when he talked about the fact that we got a lot of young people here illegally that are in the military, we're going to talk about the difference between legal and illegal immigration. We're going to talk about the fact that that does not apply to DACA whatsoever. And we've had all these presidents tell us, we are going to patrol the borders. Just let us give amnesty to these people. Let us give service to these people. You can give up the American dream of having a job, the American dream of being able to afford your home, because we're going to educate the citizens of Mexico at our expense.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Get back to the immigration issues. I'll tell you what President Trump said. I just gave you a historical context. Going back 31 years, he's falling into the same trap that Ronald Reagan fell into. But there's a new twist to this one, and we'll tell you what that is. And we're talking about the tweets that President Trump put out and his bringing in the military and young people. And I want to take a look at what the law really is about DACA and the military. But before we do, I just want to remind you of the products that we sell here that are on special sales right now, because it's the products that we sell that keep us independent. It's what allows us to operate. It's what funds programs like Real News, like War Room that follows the Alex Jones Show. Of course, Alex Jones' four-hour show is after my show and before the War Room, but we've now extended to 10 hours the total broadcasting time that we do here. And we're able to do that because of the products that we sell, because of your support. And in thanks, we have put out some of the most popular products heavily discounted. Things like InfoWars Select Storable Food, the coupon code of IRMA, 50% off. We have dropped the price of our big gravity water filter, the Pro Pure King water filter, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Knockout, the powerful natural sleep aid, 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And Z-Shield. It's not just the toxic waste dumps that have overflowed in the streets or the sewage that's going through the streets in Houston and elsewhere because of the floods, but we have toxins that are going into our water all the time. The EPA has admitted over 800 million pounds of pesticide is dumped in the U.S. every year. 80% of these pesticides are used on crops. So even if you're not in the city where they're putting fluoride and chlorine and other things in your water that you would like to take out before you drink the water, you are still getting exposed to a lot of these pesticides, even if you're out in a rural area. So you need to filter your water, but you're going to get it on your food as well because they're putting it on crops. So it's not just what goes down in the water supply, but it's also the food that you eat at the grocery store. Z-Shield contains organic ingredients that are known to help support the body in the fight against toxic metals and chemicals. Natural ingredients like cilantro, milk thistle, and super concentrated zeolites. And you can find it at 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. I said before that I think President Trump is falling in the same trap that President Reagan did 31 years ago. Remember, there was a 1986 law. It was going to grant amnesty, citizenship, to 3 million people who came here illegally, who were living here, and we said, all right, we don't want to kick them out of the country, but we can't just have open porous borders because, you know, we could wind up with a lot of people here, you know, not just 3 million, but we could wind up with, and they're saying now some of the conservative estimates, the liberal sites like NPR saying, well, we got 11 million people here at the time they were talking about DACA, which was a couple of years ago. That's a very, very conservative estimate. There is no accurate account of the people who are here illegally because they're not registered anywhere, right? So that is a very conservative account of the people who are here illegally. So it has exploded in the 31 years. It is four times the number of people that we granted amnesty to 31 years ago. So we go from 3 million people, oh, let's grant them amnesty, but we'll control the borders. They say it was intended to create a new era of enforcement, including strict enforcement. Things that would bar employers from hiring workers who don't have permission to work in the U.S. You're going to hear that in this one as well. Oh, we're going to have some kind of a national ID card that you've got to have before you can get a job. And who's going to be hit with that? People who obey the law, not the people who are illegal immigrants and not the employers who hire them. It's just like gun control. Law-abiding citizens will lose their guns. Law-abiding citizens will lose their jobs or they'll lose their privacy. But we'll still have the illegal people coming in. That's the way this is going to break down. They say, of course, those never really materialized, did they? And this is NPR talking about this. So 31 years ago, we're going to grant amnesty to 3 million people. Only 1 million of those people, only a third of them, ever wanted it. And they point out a lot of these people, they see themselves still as Mexican citizens or as foreign citizens. They send money back to their home country. They retire in their home country. They see themselves as foreign citizens. They didn't even want to become Americans. And we understand that. They don't want to speak English. They don't want to be citizens of this country. They just want to have jobs here. They want to take our jobs, and they want to take our social services. And the key part of this is the children. The children are the ones who are taking some of the most expensive social services. They're getting Social Security, but they're also getting a free education. That is the biggest tax any of you pay. And even if you don't own a home, it's folded into your rent. You just don't see it. It makes your house smaller. It makes your apartment smaller. It may keep you from being able to afford a house. The American dream is sacrificed for the dreamers. But he's being shamed, and we're being shamed for saying that we have to end this and we have to send these people home with their free education. You've got the Pope questioning whether Trump is really pro-life. Why? Because of DACA. That's what the Pope is saying. The question is the Pope really Catholic? That's not a rhetorical question anymore. That's a genuine question that conservative Catholics are asking because he doesn't seem to be concerned about anything other than open borders, climate treaties, and socialist redistribution of welfare, all done at a global level. He wants a world government. That's very clear in his climate encyclical. He's got a guy who has always promoted population reduction. He's promoted a planetary council. He's promoted a planetary court. He's promoted an Earth Constitution, John Schellenhuber. He's promoted all that. He was the guy who was writing that climate encyclical for the Pope. So that we know the Pope is a one-world globalist elitist. The question is he truly a Catholic? But he says of Trump, he's not a real Christian. He presents himself as pro-life. If he's a good pro-lifer, he should understand the family is a cradle of life, and you must defend its unity. So you can't say these children can't stay here. We're not saying that. We're saying take the family brought them in, or either the parents abandoned these children. So the parents of these children, the family, needs to take care of its own and go back to their home country, which they eventually do anyway, as we're told, that they send their money home. That's why the Mexican government works so hard to keep them here. Most of them are Mexican. The number two state is El Salvador. The number three state is Guatemala. And guess who's lobbying Congress to make sure their citizens don't get sent home where they have to take care of them? And then, of course, there's the situation in College Park. They now have six other towns besides College Park. College Park has gotten most of the attention. College Park is a liberal college town. And so, of course, they're going to see themselves as a sanctuary city. Maryland wanted to be the first sanctuary state. They got beat to that by Illinois. A Republican governor proudly made that entire state a sanctuary state. But there's a lot of sanctuary cities in Maryland, and now College Park is trying to beat out everybody to allow them to vote in municipal elections. But they're number seven. There's already six other towns that allow people to vote in municipal elections who are not citizens. And Tucker Carlson, he said in an interview there running his B-roll, he asked, if a non-citizen can vote, then what's the point of being a citizen? They see themselves as citizens of a foreign country. And then President Trump says, there's a lot of people here. He says, this isn't going to be the case. He says, does anybody, however, really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some of them serving in the military? We're going to talk about that, not in the next segment. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Roy Spencer about climate change. But in the next hour, we'll be talking about DACA and the military.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. InfoWars.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
From the InfoWars
InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we have the pleasure of talking to Roy Spencer. Dr. Spencer can be found at drroyspencer.com. Give you a little bit of background on Dr. Spencer. He's received his PhD in meteorology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1981. Before becoming a principal research scientist at the University of Alabama in Huntsville in 2001, he was a senior scientist for climate studies at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. He and Dr. John Christie received NASA's Exceptional Scientific Achievement Medal for their global temperature monitoring work with satellites. And the reason that we're talking to him now is because there has been so much misinformation associated with the recent hurricanes. We've had the telethon where Stevie Wonder said you have to be blind and stupid to actually said you have to be blind and unintelligent to not see the connection here. But there is no connection here. We've pointed that out. We're going to have Dr. Spencer tell us what he thinks about that and the fact that we've had these celebrities flying around the world as they lecture us on the use of energy and carbon footprints. We've got Justin Bieber traveling 136,000 miles in his private plane because it's not even a big plane carrying a lot of people, but just, you know, he and the crew, essentially. We've got Leonardo DiCaprio, 87,000 miles. George Clooney did 61,000 miles. So this is the blatant hypocrisy and the blindness to what is truly going on, while they also want to censor anybody that disagrees with them scientifically, even somebody who has a PhD in meteorology. We're supposed to listen to the entertainers who lecture us on this. But the other part why we wanted to have Dr. Spencer on was because of a book that he wrote that basically deconstructed Al Gore's lies. Of course, he's had the Inconvenient Truth that came out some time ago. He had the Inconvenient Box Office Failure that just recently came out. And Dr. Spencer has written a book deconstructing those called An Inconvenient Deception, How Al Gore Distorts Climate Science and Energy Policy. So joining us now is Dr. Roy Spencer. Thank you so much, Dr. Spencer, for joining us.
Hey, David. Good to be with you.
Give us a little bit of background first. Let's talk about what is happening right now, because most people haven't seen Al Gore's movie for good reason, but everybody's seen what's happened with the hurricane. They've seen the telethon where the carbon-burning celebrities in their private jets are lecturing us about how stupid we are and how blind we are to what's going on. Talk about the man-made climate change that created these hurricanes, or did it not?
Well, it is a pretty amazing urban legend that has been developed by Al Gore and a lot of other people that says that hurricanes, you know, whenever we get a bad hurricane, it's got to be due to humans, or at least partially due to humans. The trouble is when you look at the history of hurricanes in the United States, there has been no increase in either the frequency of major hurricane strikes or in their intensity. For instance, in Florida, since 1900, some decades have a lot of hurricanes, some have very few. We knew it was only a matter of time before there was another major hurricane strike in Florida, that they've been pretty lucky for quite a while now, you know, almost 12 years without a major hurricane strike, and then we got Irma. So it was inevitable.
Yeah, there was a great tweet I saw from somebody, and it said 2006, and it had a quote from Al Gore, man-made global warming is going to cause more hurricanes. And it says 2007 and there's nothing. 2008, there's nothing. And so on all the way down till you get to 2017. And it says, see, told you so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It sounds like Al Gore, you know, in Al Gore's new movie, he said that he did make one good prediction from his first movie. And that was that rising sea levels would flood the 9/11 memorial on the south end of Manhattan. And the fact is that it didn't come true. The 9/11 memorial did flood from Hurricane Sandy, but that was storm surge. That wasn't from what Al Gore predicted, which was gradual sea level rise.
And that's the key thing we're looking at here, too, because what they're saying is we're going to see more storms and we're going to see greater intensity. And if they're going to tie that to CO2, then we should see a linear relationship there or an exponential relationship there. But we should see a relationship between building CO2 levels and these storms and their intensity, just like you just pointed out, or we should see a gradual increase in the sea level, which we don't see either of those things. So if you see things coming and going in cycles, that says that it's not driven by some kind of a steady state increase in CO2, right?
Well, let's look at sea level. Sea level has been rising for as long as we have been measuring it, at least since the middle 1800s when we had, you know, reasonably good tide gauge measurements from around the world. And it's been rising at about a rate of about 1 inch every 10 years. Okay. That's globally averaged. And that hasn't increased. I mean, that's considered to be natural sea level rise because, you know, anything that happened before the 1940s really can't be blamed on human CO2 emissions anyway. So, sure. You know, you've got this natural sea level rise that people that live along the coast eventually have to deal with anyway. And then in a place like Miami Beach, the land there is sinking just as fast as sea level is rising, which makes the problem twice as bad in Miami Beach. But it, you know, so far there's no signature of human caused warming causing any of this. Now what about hurricanes? Okay, the biggest landfalling hurricane in the U.S. remains the 1935 Labor Day storm. And I was just reading about a colonial hurricane almost 300 years to the day before that 1935 hurricane hit the Keys. There was a hurricane that hit New England, which still remains the strongest New England hurricane ever. 1635, it hit the colonies up there when virtually nobody lived there, you know, and created a huge storm surge, killed, you know, about 50 people, including Native Americans that were, you know, fleeing their wigwams to higher ground. Imagine if something that intense in 1635 were to happen today. Well, someday it probably will. You know, someday we're going
to
get a
trillion. And of course, I would add to that. I'd add to that, Dr. Spencer. I had listeners send information to me talking about a massive hurricane in 1780, which is not caused by man-made global warming. They were using wind power, that sustainable power source at the time, but it had massive devastation of both the French and the British fleet during the Revolutionary War. So it had a big political effect. It was very well documented. The number of people that died, or about 30,000 people who died in that, sailors who died at sea, people who died at ports where it landed. It didn't land on ports in the U.S. and continental U.S., but it landed further down the Caribbean area, Central America, that sort of thing. But 30,000 people died. That's very well documented, and that's 1780. Nobody's burning any fossil fuels at that point in time.
Right. Now, one thing that people do confuse, you know, with, you know, it gets them confused about whether hurricanes are getting worse, is that damage does increase over the years. And it's because we've got the coastlines totally built up with infrastructure. Mm-hmm. The Miami-Fort Lauderdale area now has 6 million people. A little over 100 years ago, only a little over 100 years ago, there were only 300 people there. Nobody lived in Florida.
Well, until, I grew up, you know, in Florida, and I left when I was 25, and I just went back this last year to look at the coastal areas where my grandparents had property right on the Gulf Coast, and I couldn't even find where they had been because it was all high-rise hotels and everything. The place is totally transformed. I would never recognize it in a million years if they didn't tell me what the name of the beach was. It's like, I don't recognize anything. It's totally unrecognizable the way that it was even in my lifetime, and I left when I was 25 years old.
So some people think that someday we are going to have a $1 trillion hurricane disaster in the U.S., you know, when some Category 5 nails, you know, the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area, you know, just because the area is so built up. But Category 5 hurricanes have always occurred. There's no indication that they're getting worse. You know, the one we just had was a Category 3, so it wasn't that intense, but it was big. It covered a huge area.
Well, we got to take a break, Dr. Spencer. When we come back, I want you to go down Al Gore's movies, the inconvenient box office flop, and tell us what kind of lies we need to be careful of that he's trying, and how the techniques that he's using to try to pull the wool over people's eyes. We'll be right back with Dr. Roy Spencer.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good? because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight, BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalists, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Roy Spencer. He's written a book debunking the, I would say, just the propaganda techniques of Al Gore, this newest film that he came out with, and we've been talking about the ties between the hurricanes and man-made global warming that the left is trying to put in here. He's been debunking that. We're going to talk to him about his book and about the techniques that Al Gore is using. But real quickly, I just want to remind you, we've got a couple of important sales. 30% off the ProPure King water filtration system. Make sure that you have a clean supply of water, not just during emergency times, but at all times. You never know when something is going to find its way into your water supply, whether you're on a well or whether you're on a city water supply. Just look at what happened in Flint, Michigan. It doesn't take a natural disaster. So make sure that you and your family are protected all the time. This is our largest water filtration system, ideal for families, offices, other high water volume situations. It is gravity feed, so you don't need power to work this. And it is now 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 50% off on InfoWars Select storable food with a shelf life of 25 years, all made in the USA, non-GMO, with a for limited time with the coupon code IRMA. That's 50% off InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code IRMA. Dr. Spencer, as you were saying before we had to go to break, the impression of increasing intensity from the hurricanes is driven by a couple of things. The fact that we haven't had one in 12 years, which argues against there being a cause and effect relationship between CO2 rising, and the fact that we're seeing a bigger dollar figure in terms of damage. You said it's not going to be long before we probably see a $1 trillion hurricane because there's so much development, so much population in areas that were never populated in Florida before. Everybody is desperate to get oceanfront property. People didn't build there in the past because they knew what the weather was like. They knew that the hurricanes would come in and wipe them out. And after they saw that happen to somebody else, they said, I don't think we're going to build there. But let's talk about the models, because they evacuated a lot of people. They weren't certain of what the path was going to be. We had the best supercomputer models there. What does that tell us about the long-term climate models when we can't predict something with any of the, with any accuracy that everybody is watching and monitoring as closely as they can? They can't predict the strength and the direction of that hurricane even a day or so in advance.
Well, the climate models are, while they are kind of like weather forecast models, they're not meant to forecast what the weather is going to be like on July 4th of 2050. They're meant to forecast as the rules by which weather systems slowly change, theoretically, how will the average weather change, say, in the year 2050 or in the decade of the 2050s. So, you know, you really can't compare the two. So the climate models, you know, they claim that we think that the Earth's ability to lose energy to outer space has been reduced by about 1% from our putting carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. That's a theoretical calculation. We don't know how much it's going to change weather systems. So far, it doesn't look like it's changed them at all. It has probably accounted for some of the recent warming that we've seen. So it's what I'm telling you is you really can't compare the fact that the Irma couldn't be forecasted, its track couldn't be forecasted until about 12 or 24 hours before the thing hit, and whether the climate models are any good for predicting global warming.
But the difference is, I think, when I was at the American Meteorological Association, when they had it here in Austin a couple of years ago, we saw all these meteorologists who are doing their models, and then they're able to make measurements and say, okay, here's where we were off a little bit. Maybe we need to adjust the model in this way based on feedback that they get from real-world measurements. And we don't. It's hard for them to get that kind of feedback with something where they're projecting that far out. And so I think that's one of the reasons why so many weathermen, and they had a political organization there that was funded by George Soros that was trying to shame weathermen into reporting man-made global warming. They said, people believe you. They now are doing it. They call it climate matters, just like Black Lives Matter, okay? They got George Soros's climate matters. So this is what they're pushing to weathermen. They say, hey, you know, 27% of you think it's a scam. You got to wake up and understand this is real stuff. You need to be telling your people about it. So that's where they're focusing on them. But I see these meteorologists out there working with hard data, getting feedback and looking, trying to tweak their models to make them work better. And they're saying, well, this seems kind of open-ended because we don't really have any way to measure a feedback from our model. So I think that's one of the things that makes me skeptical about this. But let's talk about Al Gore's predictions, how they didn't come true. Let's talk about his techniques, what I would call his propaganda techniques that he uses in his film, because you've written an entire book on this. The name of the book is An Inconvenient Deception, How Al Gore Distorts Climate Science and Energy Policy. Is that available at your website? Or you've got links to it, I'm certain, at your website, drroyspencer.com, right?
Well, yes, but that's an Amazon Kindle book. It's only available as Amazon Kindle right now. Yeah,
okay, but they'll find the link to that. If they can either go to Amazon or they find the link to that at your site, and they'll find a lot more information at your site. But give us a little bit of an overview. Certainly you've got an entire book about what Al Gore did, deconstructing it. But give us some highlights about some of the key things that he does.
Well, you're exactly right, David, when you said propaganda, when talking about Al Gore's techniques. Years ago, after watching his first movie, which was An Inconvenient Truth, I felt like, gee, this really seems like a lot of propaganda. And I looked up a Wikipedia page that has every kind of propaganda that's ever been employed by man, and I could find an example of Al Gore using every one of them. It was amazing.
He went back to Lenny Riefenstahl's films and took notes, didn't he?
maybe he's smarter than we give him credit for. Anyway.
At least the filmmakers are. He's not too smart, but the filmmakers are.
His main technique in his first movie and in his latest movie, An Inconvenient Sequel, is to show all kinds of dramatic weather events, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, glaciers, you know, that are breaking off and calving into the ocean, rising sea level or flooding from the King tides in Miami Beach. He shows all of these things and either tells you or more often has you infer that these things are due to humans or mm-hmm. that they are getting worse because of humans. And when you look at the details, though, none of them can be tied, you know, to human activities, either that or they can't even be, you know, confirmed to be occurring. You know, he says in the latest movie, storms are getting worse. You know, well, no, they're not. There is no meteorological evidence that storms are getting worse. As you and I discussed in the previous segment, yes, damage is getting worse, but that's for a different reason. Mm-hmm, So he has this basic technique of showing you dramatic stuff and then saying humans are causing this. When in fact,
so he shows the catastrophe, but he never makes a connection, a real scientific connection to the causes.
Yeah. So for instance, you know, early in the movie, he's on the Greenland ice sheet, late summer 2012. And there's these rivers of water from melting ice that, you know, then plunge into holes that form into the Greenland ice sheet. And the implication is, you know, this is just, you know, all of the ice on the earth is collapsing from global warming. Well, those things happen every summer. You know, it's totally natural. There is a summer melt season at the lower elevations of the Greenland ice sheet. It's always happened. Yes, 2012 was a bigger melt season than we had seen in a long time. But then this year came along, 2017, and it's one of the weakest melt seasons. This is, you know, he says, this is what climate change looks like. Well, I say, this is what weather looks like. It changes from year to year.
Talk about the CO2 issues, because of course you understand, and you talked about it in your book, the fact that we have natural sources of CO2 emission like volcanic eruptions, and there are natural mechanisms to deal with that. But then they pretend that if CO2 is coming from a man-made source, there's nothing natural to deal with it, right?
Yeah, well, there are huge natural flows of CO2 in and out of the surface. The human influence is about 3% of the natural. And some people think, well, then how could humans have any effect? Well, the assumption by scientists has always been, and this is an assumption, that the natural sources and sinks of CO2, that is, you know, the CO2 that comes out of the surface, and then, you know, how the surface absorbs CO2 as plants grow, that those processes were always in balance until humans came along, which is sort of, you know, it's a religious belief on the part mm-hmm. of Earth scientists, you know, the people that study the Earth, that Earth is in balance, you know, at all times, every year, yes, until humans came along. And all it is an assumption. We have no evidence that there haven't been big changes naturally in the past in CO2 in the atmosphere. In fact, there's some evidence there have been some big changes. So this is one of the, you know, religious assumptions that supposed scientists have in the earth sciences. You know, another thing I find is earth scientists tend to be of the mind that earth is somehow fragile. It's another religious assumption.
And, of course, they have the religious assumption of Gaia, but we don't even have time to go into that right now. Thank you so much for joining us. You'll find him at drroyspencer.com, and you'll find his book, An Inconvenient Deception, How Al Gore Distorts Climate Science and Energy Policy. You can find that available as a book on Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Spencer.
Thanks for having me, David.
And we'll be right back with more news.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Thursday, September 14th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we talked earlier about Susan Rice now finally going before Congress. She's ignored all of their requests to come and answer questions in the past. I guess they took a little bit of time to come up with an alibi, and now she's got one. She's going to try to deflect the criminal actions of the Obama administration that were exposed by the FISA court itself, declassifying, in a very rare move, declassifying their findings that the NSA and the FBI, part of the Obama administration, and we understand that it was ultimately the responsibility of the Obama administration. Many people said it was under the direction of Susan Rice, so now she's going to try to deflect this, just as we saw Hillary Clinton try to deflect the damaging revelations that came out of the DNC leaks and the email leaks, trying to deflect the content of that away from her by saying, well, how did they get this? Who gave that to them? It must have been the Russians. Now it's the UAE, United Arab Emirates, says Susan Rice. That's why she started investigating all of these Trump people. No, it was political. And we had the FISA court tell us that they violated this. They could have easily gotten a search warrant if they had come there, but they didn't choose to do that. And so now they're coming up. This is damage control part due from the former Obama administration officials. We see that Trump has announced that the U.S. and Malaysia are working on a $10 to $20 billion Boeing jet deal. Now, this is great. We're glad to see that Boeing has got contracts with this. We have to also understand, however, that there's been a lot of American airline carriers who are talking about the fact, and it's not just American airline carriers, but it's also British Air and others have basically lost their business because the Export-Import Bank here in the United States has been funding the purchase of Boeing jets. So there's two different issues. Are we going to help Boeing sell jets. And there's many ways that we could do that. And there's many ways that we could do that that would help American carriers maybe the same or even more than we would help foreign carriers. But the Export-Import Bank in the past has been giving sweetheart deals to foreign air carriers, and this needs to be understood, who in most cases are owned by their foreign governments. Many of these are throughout the Middle East, and now we see a Malaysian airline doing this. They will be competitors to American carriers. They will cost a massive number of jobs on these American-based airlines that will be losing routes to people who are getting the latest planes from Boeing at a subsidized rate from the Export-Import Bank. We need to be doing things to our infrastructure that helps American companies, like reducing the corporate tax rate and not penalizing them or putting them at a competitive disadvantage to foreign government-owned airline carriers. That's the key thing. And of course, the Export-Import Bank was something that was part of the discussions in the last election. Republicans had refused to appoint a replacement when someone left that a couple of years ago. And it essentially did not have a quorum to operate. Unfortunately, when President Trump became president, he appointed people to allow the Export-Import Bank to continue working again. One of the first people he put in there was Anthony Scaramucci. And then he left to become communications director. But they do have a Export-Import Bank is working, and they are working to take jobs from American carriers who would otherwise, if we had lower tax rates, could be the ones who were buying the airplanes from Boeing and others. That's something we need to be very concerned about. If we're going to really put America first, let's do it by reducing taxes for American companies and reducing them across the board. Meanwhile, we see Bernie Sanders and the Democrats have a new cause célèb, single payer insurance, meaning that the Democrats want government to control every single aspect of your health care, because they will if they are the sole payer. This is socialism writ large, and it is what the Democrats think they're going to win on in the next election. I don't think so, but we've got everybody virtue signaling that thinks that they're going to be a candidate, people like Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, all of the prospective bench that think that they're going to be running for president are now signing on to Bernie socialism. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
To Real News. I want to finish up on what we were talking about, this confusion about DACA. And even as President Trump walks back in a series of tweets, the comments that were put out in a joint statement by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer about a dinner that they had last night, saying that they had reached an agreement on DACA, they had reached an agreement for amnesty, but it did not include the wall. And immediately we had Sarah Huckabee Sanders come out, spokesperson for the Trump White House, and say, no, that's not the case. President Trump had a series of tweets today saying, no, the wall is now being built. It's being repaired and extended, and it is going to happen. But then he kind of walked it back a little bit more and said, we don't want anything to happen to our wonderful dreamers, essentially saying that we don't want to deport young people who have jobs here, many of them in the military. So I want to talk to that specific aspect of it that I didn't get to before. Now, to point out, for those of you who are just joining us, we've had Paul Ryan saying it's not in our interest to kick out the Dreamers. He doesn't want to do it. The establishment Democrats don't want to do it. They're playing the shame game on President Trump. And I pointed out, we've been down this road before. 31 years ago, we had the same rodeo. We had people shaming President Reagan, saying, we got 3 million people here that came here illegally, and we're going to grant amnesty to those who have been here for 4 years or more. We're going to grant amnesty to them, but in exchange, we are going to put in stringent controls at the border, and we're going to put in employer controls. And guess what? They got the amnesty. We didn't get the control of the borders, did we? Because now the program, the problem is not 3 million, but it's 11 or 12 million. Many people put that number much higher. They put it at 16 to 20 million. So we've got something that is at the very least a problem that is four times bigger than it was before. But now we've got this same rinse and repeat cycle going on. And so now what we hear is that we can't throw out the children that we've given a free education to, who are citizens of another country. We can't tell them to go home. We can't tell their parents to go home and take their children with them. We'll be splitting up families. No, no, no. They split up families when they came separate from their children, or when they all came together and decided that they were going to go to a foreign country. They're citizens of another country, and they're going to get our services for free. They're going to get their kids on Social Security welfare payments. They're going to send their kids to our schools, and we're going to pay the taxes that are going to take away our American dream of owning a home. We don't have to apologize for this. And one of the other lessons that we learned from the amnesty bill under Ronald Reagan was that the people that they gave amnesty to, only a third of them, only 1 million of the 3 million, even wanted citizenship. They didn't see themselves as American citizens. They're foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing to get our services here. They didn't see themselves as American citizens. They did not want to be American citizens any more than many of them wanted to learn English. And they continued to send their money to Mexico. That's one of the reasons why Mexico supports this, supports them evading our laws, tries to assist them in evading our laws. And we've talked about how they've got consulates in every state that work on that. We've got one here in Austin with signs up saying, here's the Mexican embassy. They put all those up when the discussion about DACA started. They'd never been up before. But they're here in Austin trying to tell people how to avoid any laws on immigration. It's because they retire in Mexico, they send money back to Mexico, and Mexico doesn't have the expense of educating their own children. We should not be shamed about this. We should not be ashamed to tell people, you've had a lot from us, it's time to go home. And so I want to talk about what President Trump said. First, we had him meeting with Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They discussed these options at dinner. They said they also talked about tax reform, infrastructure, and trade. But as these statements came out from Schumer and Pelosi, they said the discussion focused on DACA. We agreed to enshrine the protections of DACA into law quickly and to work out a package of border security, including the wall that's acceptable to both sides. And as I had said before, we have to worry when President Trump said we're going to end DACA, but we're going to give 6 months period time here, and we want the Congress to do their job. We said, well, wait a minute, we know that Paul Ryan doesn't want this to end. He wants these people to stay here. Are we going to have the Republicans then enshrine this into law? No, it's going to be President Trump working with Nancy Pelosi. They don't even have to wait for Paul Ryan to do this, because the Republicans are so divided on this. They know they can get the Democrats to chime in on this. But Representative Stephen King, Republican of Iowa, an immigration hardliner, early Trump supporter, wrote that if reports of a potential immigration deal are accurate, the president's base is blown up, he said, destroyed, irreparable, and disillusioned beyond repair. No promise is credible. If President Trump joins with the Democrats, folks, to make this DACA amnesty permanent, it is Trump who's getting off the Trump train. It is Trump who has left the Trump agenda. It would be Trump who has gone off the rails. But then President Trump came out and said, no, that's not the case. No deal was made last night, and we hope that none will happen in the future. He needs to hear from you that you still support the agenda that gave him traction, that made him the leading candidate 2 years ago, that was immigration and border control. We knew that it had not worked in the Reagan deal, where they said, we'll grant amnesty in exchange for tighter border controls. That is not going to work. That's not going to work. And he needs to hear that from you, the Trump supporters, from the American public. Zero Hedge reports there was ample confusion after the end of the Schumer and Pelosi dinner with Donald Trump. And here's the tweets. He said today, no deal was made last night on DACA. Massive border security would have to be agreed to in exchange for consent. And it would be subject to a vote. And then he went on and he said, the wall, which is already under construction in the form of new renovation of old and existing fences and walls, will continue to be built. And a third tweet. Does anybody, this is President Trump, does anybody really want to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who have jobs, some serving in the military? Really? And I would say, really, President Trump, really? I want to throw them out. I want to say, you don't even have to say thank you for the services and the education that you've been given, but go home. You're not citizens of America. You have violated our laws. And then when he throws in the military, let's understand that people in DACA are not part of the military. Yes, we have 8,000 non-citizens in the U.S. military that can join in a given year. They have a quota on that. But if a person is not a U.S. citizen, he needs to be a green card holder. When a person wants to enlist in the military, his name is run through a national immigration database. If the person is determined not to have status as a citizen or a green card holder, he will be turned away. It is also possible the person could be referred to the immigration authorities. And this is from a website that offers advice to people who want to join the military and they are not American citizens. You understand that if you're not a citizen, they're going to run you through the database. You have to be a citizen or you have to hold a green card, which is the difference between legal and illegal immigration. We're talking about people who are not legal citizens. They are foreign citizens. They're not American citizens. They don't have green cards, and it does not apply to DACA. Here's the question. Can DACA youth enlist? Currently, no. Currently, no. It never included people who were in the military. Again, they have a program where they can take up to 8,000 non-citizens. Mostly, there was a program that was known as the Military Accessions Vital to the National Interest, or MAVNI, M-A-V-N-I. It allowed the military to recruit non-citizens with special skills, like speaking a foreign language or having special cultural skills for particular areas that they felt like they would be operating in. Or they could be doctors, healthcare professionals. The MAVNI program was created in, they created in 2008, but they did not make it a permanent program. And the reason they did not make it a permanent program is because, it was renewed in 2012 for another 2 years, but then under the Obama administration in 2014, they stopped it. And they said, we cannot continue this because by law they have to be American citizens or they have to be green card holders or legally in process. So this is the issue. We're not, if we send people under the DACA program, we tell them, you've had a wonderful education. Don't even write us a thank you note. Just go back home to your home country. They are not in the military. They're not allowed under these programs to get into the military. And the MAVNI program was even stopped under Obama in 2014. It is a false canard. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor?
That's right.
Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about Catalonia and the lessons that it offers us for the future of the European Union, what it tells us about our past here as a nation, and also about what may happen in the future here in America, because they're talking about secession. They want independence from Spain. They have their own separate language. They have their own separate culture. They realize that they are sending far more money to Madrid than Madrid is returning to them. It's a bad deal for them economically, but they are a united people, and they would like to have government more local to them. And that is something that we're seeing throughout the European Union. We're seeing these forces moving in America. It is a natural, reasonable thing to say that secession is violent, that it is racist-based. That's not necessarily true at all. We have seen that we've had Scandinavian nations. We've had Norway, Finland, Sweden, Denmark. They have all been together in one group, and then they have split, and a couple of them have been together, and then they split again. Now they're four separate nations. They've been unified in various combinations in the past. It's all been done peacefully. We've seen Czechoslovakia split after communist domination, after they got free of communist domination. They split into the Czech Republic and Slovakia. So this is a natural motivation. There is nothing wrong or evil about it, and it only gets violent when the political entity that wants to retain control starts doubling down on the force and says, no, you're not going to be allowed to have self-governance. Our country was founded on the principle of self-governance. The Declaration of Independence says that we don't dissolve political bonds lightly, but when we do, there's a good reason for it, and we need to declare what those reasons are. But if the political organizations that we have are not serving our interests well, then we have a natural fundamental human right to destroy those and to create new ones. That's the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. And then they go in and say, and here's what we don't like about our current situation under Great Britain. Well, Great Britain didn't like that, and so it started a war. The same thing happened with a civil war. It was not a civil war. There wasn't, it was another second American Revolution. There wasn't an attempt by the South to take over the North. They just wanted their independence. They weren't trying to take over and govern Washington or New York or Pennsylvania. They didn't want to control New York or Pennsylvania, but New York and Pennsylvania wanted to control Virginia and the rest of the South. That was what was really behind it. So this is a natural thing. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we sell, the products that support our operation that allow us to have these programs. We have our ProPure King water filtration system, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free products, now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, that includes our toothpaste as well as our mouthwash. They do not have the harmful form of fluoride that you typically find in toothpaste, but they do have, instead, things that you won't find in other toothpaste that will fight bacteria that leads to gum disease, that then leads to heart disease, things like nanosilver and iodine. And they taste great. You can get the toothpaste in either peppermint or bubblegum flavor, and both of those, as well as the new Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash, are all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials, our organic household products, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And again, it's a case of taking out the bad stuff and putting other good stuff in and having all natural ingredients. Sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, and natural deodorant. We have a non-nano zinc oxide sunscreen. We have a DEET-free herbal bug spray, and so on. So take a look at these products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. That's what makes this program and the rest of the programs that we have here at InfoWars that now total 10 hours of live broadcasts every weekday. That's what makes those programs possible. We really do appreciate your support. So let's take a look at what's happening in Spain. As I pointed out before, you have a right to self-governance. You have a right, people have a right at any time to declare their independence and to create new political structures. And this is starting to happen a lot now because government has gotten so concentrated in the United States and in Europe that people are now moving to take that in a different direction, to have more control over their lives by having more local control. How is this looking in Catalonia? They say Spain threatens to arrest over 700 Catalan pro-referendum mayors. So now they're threatening to arrest these people. Kind of sounds like what we had here during the Declaration of Independence, doesn't it? Spain's public prosecutor on Wednesday ordered a criminal probe of over 700 Catalan mayors who were cooperating with an October 1st independence referendum deemed illegal by Madrid. That's coming out in 2 weeks. Now, we've had the Spanish court, the Supreme Court, say, no, 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 you can't have this vote. But the Catalan political leaders have said, no, we are going to have this vote. And they had a massive demonstration this last weekend. Spain, they had people celebrating their independence protests. And that was on September, it was either on Sunday or it was on Monday. The news hit mainly on Monday. Yes, it was on Monday afternoon. They had hundreds of thousands of people. Now, some sources said 500,000. Some sources said 1 million. Some people said 2 million. That's a lot of people to take to the street to celebrate their national day. They see themselves as an independent nation and to protest the fact that the Spanish government says you can't have a vote as to whether or not you want to have political independence. So they said on Friday, police investigating preparations for the referendum searched two regional newspaper offices and a printer's shop in Catalonia. So they're going through, they're breaking in, trying to shut down the presses. Now they're threatening to arrest mayors who would put the ballot before their citizens on October the 1st. They said they weren't looking for ballot papers. They were looking for a fight, said one person. Despite the Spanish government's repeated insistence that the referendum will not go ahead, the president is adamant that the vote will take place. And he's urged pro-sovereignty Catalans to take to the streets to show their support. And they did that this last Monday. And yes, they did. They did it peacefully. They did it democratically. And as I point out, many people have put the estimates as high as 2 million, some as low as 1 million. But everybody agreed that it was hundreds of thousands of people who took to the streets in a show of force. This is in Barcelona. They said further, roil the waters in this accelerating battle over their status, over their independence. And this is what they're saying is if they win this referendum on October the 1st, they have put this up. The party that wants independence, that is currently ruling Catalonia, has said if it favors secession, we will then secede within 48 hours. Within 48 hours. So they said this is a binary decision. The referendum will pose a question asking voters whether they want Catalonia, a wealthy region in northeastern Spain, to become an independent nation. They said if yes wins, the government plans to declare independence within 48 hours. If no wins, they will call for elections to form a new regional government. So they're saying, if you don't want to, we want to secede. If you vote yes, we're getting out in 48 hours. If you say no, we're going to stand down and you can find somebody else to lead you because that's what we want to do. So they're going to put it up to a democratic vote. And the Spanish authorities are raiding printers. They are trying to confiscate battles, but really they want to fight. And they said Spain has been mistreating us for years as they come out. And they said, here's why they want independence. They're not happy with the way taxes are being done, the distribution of wealth. They want it because of language. They want it for culture. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and we want to take phone calls from you if you want to call in and comment about that or any other topics, maybe about DACA. The number is 888-201-2244.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Keep on lying.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying.
Welcome back to Real News. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. I want to finish up with one final remark on what's going on in Catalonia, because we're told that secession is racist, and as I pointed out, it isn't. We've seen many times that we've had voluntary joining together of different nations and a voluntary and peaceful dividing of different nations. As I pointed out, Scandinavian nations, the four Scandinavian nations have been together, have parted, have joined again, have parted again peacefully. Czechoslovakia split into the Czech Republic and Slovakia. So we've seen these examples in modern time. But of course, it can sometimes devolve into war. And now Spain is getting very heavy-handed. They're doubling down on their authoritarian measures as this referendum is approaching in 2 weeks. But it is a natural thing, is what I wanted to point out. We focus so much on this false construct of race that is based on skin color. And it is total nonsense. Total nonsense. It is used by politicians to divide and conquer. It is used to create hate, and they're being very successful at that. The Bible doesn't talk about race. The Bible doesn't talk about skin color. The Bible talks about divisions based on nations, tongues, and tribes. Now, the tongues are going to be the languages. The tribes are going to be cultures and histories. And those two things are going to come together, and they're really going to be the basis of nations. It's going to be a political basis. And I want you to see this in this article, and this actually came from, what is the source here? Zero Hedge. Spain has been mistreating us for 100 years, say the people in Catalonia. And then they put this out and talked about the three different areas. And look at how this comes into nations, tongues, and tribes. First of all, the tongues. They say language. Catalan is not a dialect of Spain, of Spanish, but a language that developed independently out of the vulgar or the common Latin spoken by Romans who colonized the area. It is spoken by 9 million people in Catalonia. So that's a big difference there. Different languages. That's one of the things that divides us. Going back to the Tower of Babel again. So language is a big division there. Second part of it is history. They say dating back to 1150 and 1707, Catalonia was not a part of Spain. Numerous kings tried with no success to end the Catalan language. These attempts ended in 1931. They say the Telegraph has a very nice historical perspective on why Catalonia wants independence from Spain, and they have a link to that in the article of Zero Hedge. And then the third issue, tax collection. The economic nationalism that Steve Bannon talks about. And that is the fact that Catalonia is an industrial superstate of Spain. It is the industrial superstate of Spain. Catalonia sends far more to Madrid than it gets back. Secession would cost Spain approximately 20% of their tax revenue. And see, that's what we're seeing in places that are now talking about secession here in the United States as well. In terms of Texas or in terms of California, people are saying, hey, we're sending more to Washington than we're getting back. And we could make it on our own. We have a very vibrant economy in both Texas and in California. And I've had people from the California secession movement on because they want to leave because they're left-wing politics and they want independence because of that. We've got people, for the most part, that are pushing that. Of course, there's conservatives in California, and we would welcome them to remain in the United States or to join Texas if Texas were to remain in. Maybe if the Californians left first, we wouldn't need to leave. But we don't want to be ruled from California, and that's what the Electoral College is all about, is making sure that one heavily populated region, which is typically one heavily populated state, we don't want to be ruled by the politics of L.A. and New York and Chicago. And that's basically what would happen without the Electoral College. But I went through when Britain was talking about Brexit, we had Boris Johnson go through and say, here's eight reasons why we would like to be independent. And I looked at those reasons and I compared them to a case for Texas independence. And I said, in each one of these cases, we have a stronger case. Each one of these reasons, there's a stronger case for Texas independence than there's for British independence from the EU. And so we have to understand that they're going to use racism to control us one way or the other. But it's really about local control. It's really about language. It's about culture and history. And it is about economic nationalism. That's what we're seeing happening in Spain, and the fact that people want to rule themselves instead of being ruled from a distance. All right, let's go to your comments now. We've got Sean in California. Sean, you want to talk about DACA? Go ahead. Sean, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Sir Knight. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? Thanks for calling.
Doing well. Pleasure to speak to you again, sir.
Tell us what you think about DACA.
Well, I got to tell you, I live, like I said, in California, in construction, and my dad, he is a Canadian nationalist that came here. He did it all legal, you know, and if you speak on other countries, if you try to go to Montreal and live there, you know, you first have to learn the language, you know, and then you can become a citizen, and then you can get your job permit. So, I mean, we are so archaic with our laws, I think.
Well, you know, that's what we're talking about. That was what concerned me about President Trump's tweets. First of all, he said there is no agreement. If there is an agreement, it'll have to come up to a vote. And we are building the wall. We're repairing it. We're extending it. And we're going to continue to do that. But then the third tweet where he said, do you really want to throw these young people out? They've got jobs. Now, you're working in construction, so there would be more jobs in construction if the jobs were not being taken by people who came here illegally. You point out your father came here legally from Canada. They do not make the distinctions between legal and illegal immigration. But when he talked about the military, he said there's a lot of young people who are even in the military. Do you really want to throw them out? And it's like they're not in the military if they are not legal immigrants. And he should understand this. He should not be shamed into this, and he should understand this. We got people out there saying, well, you're going to have to throw your wife Melania out because she's an immigrant. He understands that she came here legally, and the people who are in the military had to either come here legally. There was a case in the article that I had up there, a guy who came to this country. He had an F-1 visa to go to college, and then he participated in the program because he had special languages and so forth. But he had legal process that he'd gone through to get that visa. Others have a green card. If you have a green card, if you got the legal visa, if you're part of that program that Obama shut down in 2014 for people who had special language skills and so forth, nevertheless, you had to go through a legal process. You had to have a visa or a green card or be a citizen of this country to be in the military. No DACA people were allowed. They didn't have legal status. And if they applied to join the military, they would be vetted through an immigration system. And if they found out that they were illegal immigrants, they would be turned over to ICE. And so it is not true that we're going to be throwing people who are DACA people who are in the military. That's not the case. They would be legal immigrants are in the military. We're talking about illegal immigrants. And Donald Trump is putting this stuff in here. It's giving a lot of us a lot of concern because we see him getting wobbly on this issue because it's being put out there as hard-hearted and mean-spirited. And it's not. We've given these people a free education and a lot of social services, and they're foreign citizens. And even when we had the amnesty rodeo that we did with Ronald Reagan 31 years ago, a third of them didn't even want American citizenship.
100%. And do you think that the Democrats are doing this to pull on his heartstrings with the military, just to soften him up a bit? And also, why do you think that they're not giving us money, like, for giving these people education and housing and all this other jazz? I mean, I really don't understand why there's not, a trade of money that way either.
Well, he is the one who brought the military issue into the statement. It wasn't Democrats. It wasn't Paul Ryan, the Republican leadership. It wasn't the sympathetic media. But they're all using this, including the Pope, to try to shame him into this by saying you're a mean, evil person to throw these foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing, who are brought here by their family. You're splitting up families. It's like, no, you're not splitting up families. They're perfectly welcome to go home, and they don't even have to thank us for the free services. We have to repeat that because it is not wrong for these people to go back to their home countries. Mexico doesn't want to pay for their education. We should not continue to have to be forced to pay for their education either. President Trump should not be ashamed of what he's doing, and he should do this without any delay. He should not work with the Republicans or the Democrats to make this amnesty deal in exchange for better enforcement of the border. We saw this whole thing happen with Ronald Reagan, and now we've got a problem that is 4 to 5 times bigger than it was after they told us they would fix the border. Stay with us. We'll be right back. If you want to call in, 888-201-2244.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out 3 things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number 1, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, September 14th, 2017. We're going to get back to our callers here in just a moment. If you want to call in, 888-201-2244. We want to thank KBDB 96.7 FM in Forks, Washington. They're carrying the broadcast live every Monday through Friday, local time 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. You can also find us if you're not there. You can find us on Infowars.com/show. You'll have to, there's not anything on the front of our website that tells you where the shows are, but you have to go to Infowars.com/show. Then you'll have to scroll down like three screens, and then you'll see the live broadcast that's there. You can also see it on our YouTube channel, which is at, it's Real News with David Knight. We stream it on Twitter as it is going out. That's at Libertarian. That's my Twitter account. You can also interact with me there. That's the only social media I'm involved in. I just want to remind you, as we are extending the show here, what makes that possible? And that's the products that we sell. That's what gives us independence. That's what funds this operation. That's what allows us to add a three-hour program in the morning, Real News, and another one that follows Alex Jones' show, which has been on for many years. You've supported that for many years, and the expansion of the operation, hiring more reporters to go do live reports across the country that we have. And now these shows that we've added 3 hours in the morning, mine with Real News, and then in the afternoon we have War Room. And we're now up to 10 hours, and of course we're only about 10, 12 minutes away from Alex Jones's show starting at the top of the hour. But what supports that are the products that you buy. That's what keeps us independent. And we really do appreciate you for that. And so we have put some products on sale. I want to just remind you of some of those that you can take advantage of to protect your health and to protect your family's health. One of these, of course, is Caveman, the true paleo formula. You can find that now at 50% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get that in chocolate or strawberry. It contains very essential nutrients like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, bone broth that are all shown to help support your health. It is the ultimate in true paleo nutrition. We also have Z-Shield that has organic ingredients that are known to support your body in the fight against toxic metals and chemicals, things like cilantro, milk thistle, super concentrated zeolites. And again, that is 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Z-Shield. Knockout is 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a very powerful, all-natural sleep aid containing things like melatonin, valerian root extract, and L-tryptophan. So we appreciate your support, and those are some of the products. That's not everything that we have on sale, but we have big discounts on everything from select storable food, 50% off with coupon code IRMA, 30% off ProPure water filters. You'll find all of that at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to our callers now, Frank in California. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Mr. Knight. Pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I was calling because I had found some interesting information the other night. I had been listening to a Paul Joseph Watson video, and I decided to look him up on YouTube to see if his videos are really being censored. But come to my surprise, when you type in Paul in YouTube, it gives you a bunch of results before you get to Paul Joseph Watson, and then it gives you Paul McCartney afterwards. I'm not sure exactly how they answer.
Wait a minute. Paul McCartney's dead, right? Yeah, that's what they will do. They will, that's the way they are very subtly controlling things. I mean, there's so many different hooks. We have Google that has evolved into a natural monopoly. And unlike an individual baker or a photographer that they have now taken to court in many jurisdictions because they said, hey, we don't want to do business with, we don't want to be part of a gay wedding ceremony because of our religious beliefs. They said, no, you're a public business. You have to do that. But they don't say that to Google, do they? Or to Twitter or to Facebook. They have these natural monopolies. These people don't have monopolies on photography and on wedding cakes, but Google does have a monopoly and they don't apply those same standards to them.
Well, so I then went to, cause I know Google and YouTube are the same company, right? So I typed in Paul Joseph Watson to see if they're censoring his results on Google also, right? And, mm-hmm. I find that they also, in his description, put that he's a YouTube personality, radio host, writer, editor, and conspiracy theorist, which is words that I don't
that's,
know.
That's their favorite pejorative term for anybody that questions the government's official story. And that began with the JFK assassination. They wanted to tell everybody it was one shooter, and he had a magic bullet that changed directions multiple times. That made the career of Arlen Specter, who put that nonsense out. And so it was a lone shooter. So if you said anybody was involved, you're a conspiracy theorist. They created that term. They use it as a pejorative term to shut down any questioning, any debate of what they have to say to people. And we don't let that bother us, and it shouldn't bother you as well. But that's what they put out there. Thank you, Frank. I want to get to our other callers because we have very little time left. Let's go to Chuck in California. Okay. Go ahead, Chuck. Oh, I'm sorry. You want something else?
Yeah. I just want to say something real quick about Dracula. If we're supposed to be a nation of law, like he says, if they get to pick and choose, do we get to pick and choose which laws we want to follow? And two, he's going to piss off a lot of people that stuck their necks out there to vote for, one of them, me, because I take a lot of heat for even speaking his name. So that's all I want to say. Docker is caca to me. It's not right. You shouldn't be abiding by anything illegal.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Chuck in California. I absolutely agree. President Trump needs to follow the law. Attorney General Sessions needs to follow the law. They know that this is a violation of the law. Paul Ryan said it was a violation of the law. He said, vote for more Republicans and we will stop this executive overreach by the Obama administration. But we need more Republicans in office. And then President Trump built his campaign on controlling the borders. We know that a deal for amnesty is not going to give us greater border security. We've been down this road once before with Ronald Reagan, and now we've got a problem that is 4 to 5 times the size it was 31 years ago. And guess what? Those people did not want to be citizens in the first place. Only a third of them took advantage of that amnesty deal to become citizens. And so that's the key thing we have to understand, that they are foreign citizens. They see themselves as foreign citizens. They're criminally trespassing in this country. And they want the goods and services, especially the free education that they can get that their country, their home country, does not want to pay for. And they're going to take your American dream. We have a right to dream as well. We need to be a nation of laws, as Chuck in California just pointed out. And there is an agenda, a Trump agenda. And if he gets off of this, as Steve King, Republican of Iowa, said, his base is going to be blown up. The Trump base is going to be blown up. It's going to be destroyed, irreparable, and disillusioned beyond repair. No promise will then be credible. It's absolutely right. He needs to end it. He needs to end it now. There's no reason to extend this so that the Republicans and Democrats can make this a legal amnesty. It's the amnesty and the welfare benefits that are the magnet that are pulling people in. And no matter what kind of wall you build, if you still have that kind of pull, you are still going to get ever-increasing levels of illegal immigration. All right, let's go to Debbie in Arizona. Deb, thank you.
Good morning, David.
Hi, how you doing? We got about 2.5 minutes, so tell us real quickly what you're...
This will be very quick. I'm calling you concerning DACA and the military. Correct me if I'm wrong, but President Obama had said that they could join the military if they wanted to stay and get citizenship. My huge concern with that at the time, and if it's still going on, is still a huge concern, is that our military then becomes a foreign military.
Yes, it is a big concern.
Armed by people that are not citizens, do not have our country's best interest at heart, and basically could turn on us in a dime. I just, it frightens me.
Well, it is a very troubling issue if we're going to extend this. They've had a program, and they shut it down in 2014. It was a program that was started in 2009 under the Obama administration. It made exceptions, and you can understand why they would do this. People who were coming in as translators, people who had a certain understanding of a particular culture, or maybe they had medical skills that were needed, and they limited what people who were non-citizens could do in the military. Because you have to understand, people in the military take an oath to the Constitution. Foreign citizens are not going to be loyal to our Constitution. It's difficult enough to get our politicians to be loyal to the Constitution, even though they take an oath to the Constitution. That program, however, was shut down. And when President Trump brings this in because he's getting shaky on this issue and says, hey, we don't want to send these people home. Some of them are in the military. They are not. DACA young people are not in the military because they're here by definition illegally. He's blurring the distinction between legal and illegal immigration. They were never a part of any of these programs. You had to have a green card or a visa. It was a legal process to get into the military if you were a foreign citizen. Go ahead, your comment.
Exactly. The other thing that I wanted to mention real quick, David, was the fact that a lot of these people have been here 20, 30 years, they have had plenty of time
to become
a legal citizen.
Exactly. And as we saw in the aftermath of Reagan's amnesty, a lot of these people who were given the opportunity chose after 15 years to not exercise it. Two-thirds said they didn't want to become American citizens. They're perfectly fine being foreign citizens. Thank you so much, Deb. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up next.